This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman, Lin and Kelvin. And with us in the studio is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So the Real Estate and Housing Developers Association Malaysia, or REDA, recently released their survey on the property industry covering the first half of this year. And at a glance, it would seem like there is little to cheer or complain about how the sector has performed. It's rather flat, I would say.
Not far from it, but to summarise, REDA, which gets its data from a survey of its members who are property developers, they noted fewer property launches during the January to June period this year, 20% lower than the same period last year, which will probably also explain why developers sold more units, because, you know, not as much supply. 58% more during this period, they sold more. There also appeared to be more people opting for terraced houses or landed properties as opposed to apartments and condos, which were the more popular types of homes the whole of 2018. Also, a lot of these units were sold in the Bandar Sri Sendayan in Negeri Sembilan, as well as the Durian Tunggal Melaka areas, all new areas which are seeing a lot of development, great access to highways. And if the KL Singapore high-speed rail happens, it will also go past these areas. In the Klang Valley, most buyers still opted for apartments and condos. Also interesting to note is that 41% of REDA's members have affordable homes included in their projects. Now, the survey also talked about challenges developers have in selling property. Lin, do you plan to own any?
I was worried you were going to ask me if I have challenges selling my properties, and I'm like, what properties? No, I don't own any except the house in which I live, which is my childhood home, so I don't think that counts. And I'm not sure that I plan to. I don't know. I think I'm probably just privileged as somebody who lived in a house for a long time that my parents bought. And moving forward, I'm not sure that that's a financial commitment that I personally want to make. You know, I know that people think of it as a really great way to put your money in, but I don't know. Do you still think it's a very important thing?
Well, I grew up in a time when, you know, if you didn't have your own property, then it's as if you don't have assets, so to speak.
Yeah.
But then again, I did grow up in a time when property was a lot more affordable than it is now.
Exactly.
Therein lies the crux, right? Because REDA also said that there are some new considerations that potential home buyers these days have before they decide what to buy.
This is the part that really, really shows my age. So Now, REDA says the main issues that still that potential home buyers face, it's been an issue for years, is that it's the loan bit, getting the loan part of it. Many can't qualify for a loan, or they can't get sufficient borrowing so that they can end up buying the property. Today, another issue the developers are facing is now connected to the internet the housing developments have. So here is REDA President Dato Som Heng Chun explaining.
First thing, young people look at good digital network coverage. No broadband, not buying. No LTE connection, not buying. This is like drugs, you know. So now today, we know what's the drug that the young people need. So we provide. Developers' reputation also not important. They can buy from anyone. But as long as you got good digital coverage, okay, they'll buy. Price of property, of course. If they cannot afford, they can't buy. Second is good digital coverage. Capital appreciation, I say. They want the thing to appreciate. Availability of public transport. I think this may be now with the availability of Grab and the rest, this may not become that important in future also. Of course, if you have public transportation like MRT, LRT, all this, it will be a booster as well.
That was REDA President Dato Som Heng Chun. And while we're on the subject of property, Scientex Berhad, a property developer as well as a packaging manufacturer, they announced their full year 2019 results today. How did they do?
Their revenue hit a new record, up 25% to 3.2 billion ringgit. And that's crossing the next billion ringgit mark for them. Really, really doing well. Property segment alone grew 24%, contributing about 27% of its overall revenue. Net profit also rose 17% to 334 million ringgit, a good year for them, a great year for their shareholders, because they will be getting a final dividend of 10 cent per share. Scientex shares on Bursa today closed up 3% at 8 ringgit 89 cent. That's up 26 cents, so pretty impressive, and that's almost a 9-month high.
Keith, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.